right. So today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. We are in Module 2 around reliance, and tonight we are talking about our peeps and who we have in our life who support us. And so before we get into the content for today, let me just go ahead and do our opening. And I don't have a lot of prayers around people, and I thought, isn't that interesting? Because people are so important. So I'm going to read a prayer called Move Me, and just being aware of the people in your life, how to be a friend and be the person you want to be with people, and what it means if you have lots of people and that's overwhelming, or if you have few people and that's challenging, or if you have the right amount of people but you don't have time. Just be kind of noticing what's going on for you around the people in your life. And this is called Move Me. Dear God, move me. Dear God, use me. Dear God, may I lose me to your divinity. Dear God, I give you my fear, my doubt, my hesitation, my resistance, my desire to stay small, play safe. Dear God, may I lose me to your divinity. Dear God, use me. Dear God, move me.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Indeed.
If that's appropriate, I don't.
That's totally appropriate.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. There's very little, Doreen, here that is inappropriate. So it's. I noticed as I was finishing up the prayer, what came to me is my 16-year-old niece, Haley. We don't live close to each other. I live in New Mexico, and she lives in California. And she asked me the last time I was visiting, which was about a year ago, if we could get on our phones on FaceTime every week. And I had gotten on the phone with my older niece doing that starting at 11. And I'm finding with Haley, sometimes it's kind of hard to know how to be with her because she's very different than my older niece. And it just occurred to me in that whole use me and let me lose me, it's like, oh, I just want to be a little more present with her and not assessing whether we're doing something valuable or not. But if I'm there and I love her, that's probably got to be enough. So that's what came up for me. I know, Janet, you had mentioned you didn't yet do the homework, and I know, Doreen, you had mentioned that your homework was like Swiss cheese. Gina,
yeah.
Do you want to weigh in where you are with the homework? I know you put yourself on mute.
Coming.
You're here.
Run for the phone and try and figure out how to unmute. Actually, no, Janet was like, did you do your mind map? And I was like, mind map? What are you talking about? So no, I didn't do it. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, well, I don't even have her later in my top 35. And so how does one do a mind map when they have a lot of peeps? And then I started kind of just processing, like, well, what when she says peeps, what does that really mean? Of course, because, you know, I haven't read the homework. And so no, but I was processing, like, do I need a big sheet of paper? Is this a, because I feel like I have support in so many different places with so many, like, you know, who do I go first for sex support or business support or emotional support or oil support? Or I feel very blessed that, and my way is to have a big network. And so I'm interested in doing the mind map, but it almost just makes me nauseous about thinking about it and having this, of course, sometimes I get this, I might do it wrong, you know, like what if I forget someone, or what if this isn't the way it's supposed to be done because I'm blah, blah, blah. So that was interesting, too, to witness, just be like, well, I'm pretty much sure it's my mind map and there's no wrong way to do it.
Correct.
But it was curious that it came up for me, right? So
yeah.
Anyway, so no, I don't have anything down on paper. And yes, I thought about it and now I'm thinking about it and I should probably go read the directions before I do it because then, you know, it's just wiser. Not
yeah,
always how I
helpful.
Think, but yeah. So that's where I'm at with my mind map in my mind.
Yes, yes, indeed. And, you know, I redid mine because mine, for some reason, mine didn't have a date on it, which is really weird, but I could kind of pinpoint it to maybe about 2.5 or 3 years ago based on how the people were kind of grouped. And there is no right or wrong way to do it. I did mine a little different this time, and I noticed some people had their own little bubble. And when I first learned this, the idea was not a bunch of bubbles, but the whoever's map it was, they're in the middle, and then outside of that is a wider circle, and that's their closest peeps, maybe your inner circle, right? That would actually make sense for concentric circles. And then beyond that, who were people that you knew but you weren't as close to? And then beyond that, who were acquaintances? And I that seems very unhelpful to me. So I broke mine down into categories of people that are my neighbors, peeps, people that are my closest peeps, to my heart, regardless of where they are geographically, then people who are geographically close, people who are good business support, my clients. So each one of those had a different circle and a different color and a different number of people. I put my healthcare people in one. I thought that was important. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's good support for me. So as you said, Gina, there is no right or wrong way to do it. And since Janet and Doreen, you guys have not done it, or Doreen, maybe you did it but didn't quite know what to
well,
do.
Well, it was a very good awareness thing for me because
yes.
I actually did it on paper, but, oh, I have to keep humor in my life, and I said, well, this looks like Swiss cheese because there are a lot of gaps, and so there are places that I need to fill. There are places that I would like that support. But it was also in gratitude that there have been very special people in my life that fit into those spaces. But they're still in my heart, but they're not in my life. So
sure.
It's kind of like a bridge for me to
yeah.
assess where I am and where I want to be. So, and how I can work with all of that.
Yeah, beautiful. So I'm glad you sort of see what you want, know where you want to go, have some really good models for it. I think the other thing that might be worth mentioning, since you were kind of categorizing yours, Gina, is I noticed some people made it in two or three bubbles. And so that was fun. It's like, oh, yeah, Priscilla's my neighbor, but she's also a really good business person when I need something. So it felt important to have her in both places. And my closest people, the ones that really are the inner circle, that sort of means they're there for whatever they're there for, and they might have several roles, but they don't end up showing up in other places too. So just interesting to notice, no right or wrong. I think, like, for me, the whole reason I was interested in facilitating this Strong From Within Transformation Forum is that awareness just makes everything more possible and exciting and interesting, because if we're not aware, it's not even on our radar. We're certainly not going to do anything about it. And, you know, maybe some of the things we're looking at are already pretty much in order, and some of the other things it's like, wow, that seems important, and for some reason it's not even on my radar. So to me, that's the value of this in particular. Like, having good people in our life is really creates a way different life than if we don't. So being aware of how we want to develop that, very cool. So don't want to give a monologue. Janet, how about for you?
Yeah, I hadn't read the directions yet either, so that helped me a lot. And, yeah, I liked the thing where you put in, like, the health people and stuff, too. That was that kind of sparked a thing for me.
Cool.
Like, oh, yeah, because they are supporting you.
For sure. And, you know, my doctors were the last ones to go in because that's not where I get my greatest health support, but it is some health support, so that was interesting. And then I thought, well, if I put my doctors in, I have to put my dentist in, and I don't like, I say doctors because I have a primary doctor in New Mexico and a primary one in Colorado, and same with dentists. I have a dentist in Colorado and a dentist in New Mexico, and I don't like either of my dentists, but I love, 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 love my hygienist. So I have to keep my teeth really healthy so I never need the dentist, because if I need the dentist, I don't know what I'm going to do. So that's pretty hilarious. A little bit of a side note there. And it's good to be aware of that when I don't have a dental problem.
Very true.
Yes. So what else can we do with this time that would be useful to you guys? I should ask you, for you who did not have the instructions ahead of time, would it be better if I sent out the email like the week before instead of, you know, they go out on Mondays, but I could send it the Monday before 8 days ahead instead of 1 day ahead, or we could send it out on Wednesdays, or I'm wondering what might be more, if there's something that might be more useful.
For me, even like Friday would be more useful, because then I would have like maybe some weekend time to do it.
Sure. And Gina, I know you're busy a lot. What's your sense of it?
Yeah, I totally agree. Having it the day before for me is absolutely not working. I think the other thing that probably would help me is having verbal, like, okay, so next week we're going to make a mind map of our peeps and blah, blah, blah. So then I know I'm already processing, like, oh,
sure.
Okay, cool. So it's not actually the physical instructions, even though I know I can go on at any time and push that little button and they're there.
Sure.
But very rarely do I work ahead because I'm not that kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
But even just the heads up of, yeah, so next week is going to, the worksheet's about this, and so just start thinking about it, and I'll send the email out on Friday, and of course, if you have time in between, just go click the button, because it's there waiting for you.
Reminder, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I think verbal thing for me would help just plant the seed, because it's really the seed in the way that I operate is where the magic happens and it grows. It's not the actual sitting down and filling out the worksheet, which is why I never do it, because it's so depleting to me. But it's the talking about it or the thinking about it to be like, oh, yeah, right. And then I write it down.
Gotcha.
So, cool.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, that's super helpful. Thanks for sharing. And how about you, Doreen? Is there anything else that would make it more useful to you, more accessible, easier?
No, I like the idea of talking about it before, because I tend to be a verbal processor, so that, I guess that kind of gives me a start on my process of thinking what I'm going to pull together in the worksheet.
Sure. Fantastic. And now, in a moment of full disclosure, we have 2 weeks off for Thanksgiving the next 2 weeks, so we will not be meeting the next 2 weeks. And then we start on a new module December 5th, which is around self-care. And self-care is not written yet. So there's the general topic of self-care, but the worksheets are not developed. So they will be developed in the next 2 weeks. And I will, as soon as I know what the first one is, and now that I know, knowing it ahead would be helpful, I'll put it in that email whenever I have it. So you guys do have it that way. And now I'll work ahead a little bit so that we do always have that, even if it's at the end of the month and we're not meeting for a couple weeks. So thank you, all of you, for that. So on the subject of people, what else can we talk about that would be useful to you all today?
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I don't know. I was just thinking this. Being someone who doesn't ask for much help.
Yes.
I just, knowing all those people are there, I don't know that that helps me. I mean,
oh.
I know that I may not ask them to do anything. I just would like maybe in my mind will them to say, hey, can I help you? But
and how will they know what you need help with?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a question or just a statement, but I'm just like, I was just thinking about that as like, there are some people who, yeah, I will ask and easily ask for something, but they're, most of them, that would be a no.
Yeah, okay. So great noticing. So do you have an interest in asking people for more things?
I definitely see the value in it.
Hmm.
And I know that it's like kind of like learning to delegate in business or something, but yeah, I guess I would have an interest in like, I don't know if it's an assessment of like when I really need to ask or, you know, because I think I would know who to ask in general, but.
Once you knew what you'd like some support around, it would be pretty easy for you to say, aha, call this person. If they're not available, call this person.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have an example of something you would love support around if you were willing to ask? Yeah.
Sure, lots of things.
Okay, so pick one, whichever you like.
Let me think. I don't know. I can't even think of anything right now. So silly. I guess, like, how to, like, in the oil business, doTERRA business, I've got a couple people who are, like, on my team.
Okay.
Who they, like, don't, they ask me questions about things and then they won't listen to my answer. And I, so I feel like I need to reach up above me to get somebody to help me with that. But, like, Gina's above me, but I know that one of these people will not listen to her either, so.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess it's like, you know, how do you, and I don't even know, maybe it doesn't even matter that she doesn't listen to me. You know, maybe I should just not worry about it and go on, but, like, I guess I don't know how I would go, you know, keep going and asking other people for help. Because I don't really feel like I want to.
Gotcha. And you don't want to because?
Well, it's probably the whole thing of, like, I don't want to look dumb or, you know, I don't want to be, you know, in my life, the whole thing about I don't ever want to be helpless.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
important for me to be independent and know how to do things all by myself.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So if there was another way of viewing that, like what's the empowering reason for asking someone who's above you how to handle this?
I mean, I guess it would be so I would be a better leader in the future if it came up again.
Yeah. And what if it were just about developing the muscle a little? So it sounds like it's not an extremely high-stakes thing.
No.
So are you willing to play and just develop your muscle a little?
And just ask to get practice asking?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
And, you know, if when you talk to Gina and you say, I know this person won't listen to you either, and she says, yep, you're right, then are you willing to ask Gina who else to talk to?
Oh, well, sure.
See? Low stakes.
Look, that's low stakes, yes.
Right? So just playing with it.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense to me. Just to kind of pick some low-stakes things and ask those and kind of just practice it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you feel inspired, like if all of a sudden you realize you have an important need that you really would like some support on, you know, let your heart beat a little faster and ask about that too anyway.
Yeah.
Have you heard that thing that people actually really tend to love to give support if they can?
I don't know. Probably.
You've not heard that?
I don't think so.
I think, I don't know, I had a coach for like a whole year who just pressed me over and over and over to make so many requests that were so uncomfortable. And maybe it was him who introduced it to me. But I found it to be really true. It was shocking to me how many people were so grateful that I'd ask. I'm like, really? Wow, weird. So it kind of broke me of that idea. And also, if it's not a big deal, like if somebody says, no, I don't have time, no, I can't really do that, yes, I'd love to, but I can't right now, you know, if you have little attachment, it's like the attachment seems to be, I'm an independent person, I don't need any help, but wouldn't it be more fun to build your team faster? Wouldn't it be fun if you went back to that person who wouldn't listen to you and with a new idea and then they did?
True.
Does that give you enough to practice a little?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. You're totally welcome. So, Doreen, how about you? What comes up for you?
Well, I guess I know places that I would really like support, but at this point, well, one example is that I have diabetes. And so what you're saying about having, you know, really supportive care providers that I can work with, I'm blessed because I have really sought them out. I guess one of the things that for me is that the closest friends that I have at this point in my life, I, I guess I don't, it's like I don't want to have them cater especially to me, but they're like, you know, if we go to dinner, oh, you can have just a little piece of that, or it won't bother, you know, it won't bother your blood sugar or whatever. I guess I would just like acknowledgement that I'm trying and that I can be, like, accountable to somebody because I don't mean take the, I guess I am taking the easy way out, but that makes it so much easier. to deal with, like, a special diet or just to have, I guess, a cheerleader with the whole thing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So at this point in your life, do you know anybody else who has diabetes?
Well, the wonderful thing is I don't have a friend that does, but my endocrinologist does. And so knowing that he's probably researched all this stuff for himself and what he tells me is, what he would do for himself, and he shares the research with me, that's a huge piece. I really like that. But no, at this point, I don't. But it's to, you inspired me last week when you said, you know, go out and seek out some people. And I guess that's what I'm in the process of doing. And so I'm in the process of working with one person to start a group. And so maybe the next thing is to tap into some kind of a support group or something for people with diabetes so that I can have that mutual support for them.
Yeah. It might even be something to ask your endocrinologist about, that he might know if there's a group, or he might have a group, or...
I think I'm on my way. I have a different mindset.
Yay.
Yeah, it sort of shifted last week from sort of what I'm lacking to the abundance side.
Hmm.
And when I can joke about that, you know, those little gaps that I have, my sense of humor is like one of my biggest coping mechanisms. So it's like when I said it looks like Swiss cheese, I was chuckling, and it was like, okay, well, there are holes, so I have to fill them up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, maybe in a few months I can fill out this mind map a whole lot differently than I am tonight. And I'm sorry, no one's stumbling.
Do not apologize. You're processing it.
I'm processing it, and I do. I appreciate for you to listen, because I very much do process things out loud.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Anything else for you right now, Doreen?
No, I think that's good. I just enjoy being here and sharing with you. That's a big thing. It means a lot.
Excellent. Well, thank you for saying that. And here we are, this small group is people coming together in a particular way to support each other. So how great is that?
It's great to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's like a common vision or something.
Yeah. It's actually why I started the grief group. Obviously, it's a different kind of group than this, but I'm not a big Facebook fan, but the ability to bring people together that have something that's really hard, grief, and then be of some support to each other, I just think is downright astonishing. I really, really love that we have a technology that does that, and that it can be so specific and so personal.
I find that very meaningful. It's not just, it's like if I have a day that I'm just thinking, I know it's a place where I can go, and I can, it's like an affirmation, it's positive feedback for me
to
read through the post. So yeah, it is pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, Gina, how about you? Are you at a place where you want to come off mute? Anything you want us to work with you around your peeps?
I don't think so. It was interesting listening to Janet be vulnerable and share, and Doreen, and I, you know me, I always have things I want to say, so it's hard for me sometimes to stay on mute, but the feeling that I got, which I loved, is like I'm so excited to go into December into self-care because I want, like, for me, I would want Janet to reach up to help her, not to help her downline. And I would want Doreen to be her number one cheerleader. And I get that we have these peeps, and it's amazing. And I feel like, for me, I know that I tend to probably rely on myself more than is necessary. And there's so much power in that for me, you know, just me. And so I don't know, it's a fine line. As I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about how far I've come that I will ask for help. And I now ask for help. I mean, you know, janetcandothat.com. I ask for Janet to help me in so many ways all the time. And I mean, that's taken a lot of work and probably too much now. She needs to have some good boundaries. But that's between she and I suppose.
Yes,
so, I guess just listening, I'm just really grateful for all of the muscle building I have been able to experience, and I still struggle sometimes reaching out. And though I reach out more than I ever have, and I feel like what almost always comes back when I do reach out is, well, what's really true for you? I have really great people who ask me questions to take me deeper into what's true for me. And so that brings me full circle that I always have the answer, but sometimes I need the reflection back because I'm in a low spot, or I'm in a panic spot, or I'm in a, you know, depressed, or what, you know, puddle of tears or whatever. So nothing really to say, just I love that it for me, it brought me back into the power knowing that I'm always my own support, and how grateful I am for the people either on my mind map or not, that can lead me back to the truth of me, and that it's all within me. Mm-hmm. So I'm stoked for December.
Right? And you bring up something that is so, I did not know how to work this out. I'm thinking, why are we talking about our people before we're talking about ourselves? And I remember why. It's because we also talked about our spiritual support, and it's like, which comes first? And it's such a strange thing, because if it's too much us always relying only on ourselves, then we're isolated and we don't have a bigger perspective. And yet, if we aren't taking care of ourselves, the month after that is self-love. And which comes first, self-love or self-care? You know, it's like crazy to me. And there doesn't have to be a hierarchy exactly, but right now I'm like, why are we talking about other people? We need to be talking about ourselves, which we will next month, so hooray. It's all good. There doesn't need to be, this is not a linear process, and at the end of the day, it's all important. So.
And I think it spirals too. Like, I know sometimes, you know, I'm calling you or texting you every day for support, like, oh my God, I can't handle, and then there's weeks that, you know, you're like, hello, are you alive? Where are you? You know? Like, they go through the, like, I feel like I go through spirals of times in my life where I'm really reaching out, or, and so grateful that I have people who are willing to hold that space for me. And so you're right, what comes first? Is it, who knows, chicken before the egg? Mm-hmm. It's the unknown. We just got to keep reaching out and reaching in, reaching up.
I love that. And then reaching in and reaching up and reaching out and then reaching up and in.
Yeah, and down even, right? I mean, to me, it's the cross.
Yeah.
It's reaching up to God, down to Gaia, out to other people, into ourselves. I mean, it's that whole, you know, we're all one and we're all separate.
Jeez Louise, now you opened up another whole can of worms. Who are my most unconditional loving friends? Trees and rocks.
Exactly. Exactly. It's true. So true.
Oh, man. We have to do a nature module now because you're absolutely right.
I don't even know why that wasn't the first one for you. Come on, Ann.
I know. I seriously. What the hell?
Let's start over. Let's start over.
Yeah,
module one.
Yeah. Module zero. Module negative one. Module ground zero. Yeah, okay. We'll add nature in. We'll give nature her due. I guess that's why I'm so ambivalent about groups and the whole thing of solidifying something in worksheets, because as soon as the darn worksheet's done, there's a better worksheet to be done. So, all with a grain
that's
of salt.
The wonderful part of it.
Is it?
That's called evolution, baby.
Oh, okay. 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 Well, to not drive myself completely crazy, maximizer number one, we'll just say that, oh, great, I lost my whole train of thought. That's hilarious. Huh. I remember now. It's about self-awareness, and all of these things bring us greater self-awareness, and we're covering them in the order we're covering them at the moment and in the particular way we are at the moment. And then there's evolution. So on that happy note, does anybody have anything else before we close? All right. So I'm going to say a spontaneous prayer. This is not in a book. It's not written. I don't even know what it is. Let's see what comes out. So we're just grateful for this time together to explore, to process out loud. Our stated material for the evening was relying on our peeps, and boy, that took us in a bunch of directions and it evolved even as we were talking about it, and just being grateful for this time together to explore and what kind of pings off of this so that we have greater self-awareness. And so it is. So what I have to tell you all is we're not meeting for 2 weeks. Within that 2 weeks, look at your emails. I will tell you when the worksheet for December 5 is ready well ahead of time so that you can begin. And, of course, between now and then, just start to shift your focus to self-care. What does that look like? What do you love? What are you missing? What do you need? What do you know? All like that. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Yay. Thank
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving. Love you.
Love Thanks. You.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.